You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three. Where'd the first 2 hours go? How'd that happen? That was a fast 2 hours, Butters. Just jammed them right
through. Time flies when you're having fun.
Apparently we were having lots of fun. But right now we're having even more fun because a friend of this show is actually in the studio. I love it when they're in studio. Look, we're real. It's got a real studio and everything. But really proud to have with us right now Emily Jones from Madison, president of Moms for Liberty in Madison. And Emily, give me a mic check real quick. Go ahead and just test. Are we on? Oh, her mic's not on there, Butters. I think it's the main mic is not on. We'll get her plugged up momentarily. She's good to go right there. Wow. Check the mic switch itself. There's that. As Butters does triage. Oh, look, the mic was turned off.
I love that.
That's the trick that we like to play on our friends when they come in. Hey, Emily, how you doing?
I'm wonderful.
Glad you're here today. And, as always, thanks for the things that you're doing. So I tell you what, before we even jump into library wars, because there's an ongoing battle, and you know it.
Yes, there is.
Talk to me about what you guys have been up to and Moms for Liberty in general. What do you see in Alabama-wise?
So we have officially expanded to the southern part of the state. I don't even know that we've talked about that.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so Rebecca Watson leads the chapter in Baldwin County now.
And awesome.
All things, she's from Oregon, Washington State. She moved here less than a year ago.
And she moved here to escape?
She did. And of all places, she ended up in Fairhope because she thought it was a nice, quiet, safe town. And she found out very quickly that they're having drag story hours.
She picked one of the more liberal venues
in the
state.
She sure did. She did. But it's a beautiful area, so beautiful, I get it. Yeah. But she had gone to city council to speak out about something. 1819 News covered it, as they always do. And I Facebook stalked her and said, hey, this is who I am. This is the organization. Let's talk. And we really just started talking about drag shows. And she's like, well, I'll start a chapter here. So lo and behold, she started one, and now we've got one on each end of the state.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Which, by the way, is kind of the way it's been happening nationwide. I mean, for those that don't know, Moms for Liberty started in Florida. Mm-hmm. Two ladies decided, and you know their names, Tiffany and Tina.
Tiffany Justice, Tina Deskovich.
Okay, and they just were basically moms who got mad, mm-hmm. just like you're talking about, who got mad, went to speak, didn't like the way they were treated, decided to get a little active. Next thing you know, they've got a whole cohort with them. Mm-hmm. And then we're just a few years later, and Moms for Liberty has got chapters all over the nation.
Yep, 48 states.
48 states.
48.
Who's missing right now?
Utah and Vermont.
Come on, Utah and Vermont.
I know. You would think Utah.
I know you would. Well, all right. So you guys as a chapter, though, have really been making waves up in North Alabama. I've been proud to kind of watch some of it and have you come on and talk about some of it. And you've also got events that are being planned right now that have some big-time speakers. The most fun I saw was the Kirk Cameron situation at the – I mean, you guys basically just put the wood to them that day.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
It was pretty fun. And you had Kirk Cameron. Kirk Cameron even came on this show to talk about it. But you guys basically faced down a library that wanted to have drag queen story hour and yet not allow a conservative group to do a similar book reading with Kirk Cameron.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm sure they thought, bunch of moms, this will be easy peasy. We'll shut this down. We'll move forward. They did not know the audience they were dealing with, that's for sure.
Yeah. So. Well, we had a few Right Side ruffians got involved in that one, too, yes. Which was fun.
Yes.
In fact, I know for a fact that that one, our friend Amy from Rainbow City, she drove over there for the event.
Mm-hmm. She did.
And anyway, the bottom line is, it's amazing what happens when good people just get fed up.
Yep.
And then find other good people who are also fed up, and they just get busy.
Yeah.
And that's where y'all are.
That's where we are.
You do have an event coming up. Tell us about that.
We do. So we've got Riley Gaines coming back to Huntsville. So for people that did not get to come to our event in the summer, Riley came with Kirk, but travel issues, you know, they had to compress everything. So she didn't really get to speak. She didn't get to read any of her books. So using the opportunities that God presented, I cornered her and said, hey, why don't you come back? So she was very, very gracious, gave me her email address and said, let's stay connected. And we've kind of gone back and forth for months and finally got her locked in for February 17th in Huntsville.
Okay, so what kind of event will this one be? This will be another library thing, or is it what you got?
So it's going to be, thank you, because I forget, people don't know all these things. We're going to be at the Toyota Stadium. So it'll be really focused on Riley's story. So she'll go through, you know, all the things she went through when she was competing in college, the things she's continued to fight for. And then Susan DeBose out of Shelby County is going to be there presenting, discussing her Women's Bill of Rights legislation that she's filing for session. So it'll be really focused on, I hate saying the women's movement because that sounds so progressive, but women's role in society, and just we've got to protect women's spaces, whether that's sports, whether that's restrooms, changing rooms, whatever it is. So it'll be really focused on a lot of legislative things we need to be doing here in the state and the things that Riley's been fighting for nationwide.
And for the three people that may not be able to put a face to the, because I'm sure they've seen it on social media, who is Riley again?
So Riley Gaines is the collegiate swimmer that was in Kentucky. She was All-American swimmer, has swam her entire life, finally gets to her senior year in college, and she has to go up against the trans woman, the man, pretending to be a woman.
The dude.
Yes.
Yeah. From Penn.
Yes, gosh, I've forgotten Leah.
Leah Thomas.
Yes, Leah Thomas.
Yeah.
And I won't tell her story, but Riley goes into a lot of like what that was, how no one gave them a heads up. Like they just walk in the locker room one day and there's a dude undressing. No warning. No like, hey, if you're uncomfortable. And then, you know, they raised concerns. They were uncomfortable with us and they were basically chastised and made to feel like they were wrong for voicing concerns over it. So she tells her story about all that and then what came next. And I actually saw on, I guess it was Facebook the other day, that the Riley had gone to the NCAA, do I have the acronym right?
Yeah.
That she had gone to like their annual conference or something and was handing out pamphlets about, you know, what she's fighting for, and they barred her from going to the events.
I mean, go figure, and we're not chasing a rabbit. This is important topics, and it kind of falls in line with the library situation, but we're looking at Title IX, U.S. law, was put in place for the sole purpose of preventing things like what you're describing.
Yep.
You know, women should have an equal opportunity to excel and compete and do the things that they do without having to, you know, be facing definite discrimination and, oh, by the way, without having what they've earned over the years watered down with this new transgender movement.
Right.
And that's exactly what's happening. You've got, I just saw the other day, there's a new story. It was a dude who decided to compete as a women's golfer.
Oh, yeah,
and just won a major tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's why they have separate tees, the men's and women's tees on golf courses.
Yeah.
Well, he's just wearing it out. And,
of course he is.
Of course he is. And then you've got, you know, the woman in the boxing ring who, why she went through with the, or was it MMA, I forget which, and got her skull cracked because she had to compete against a biological guy. We're going to see somebody killed if this keeps up.
Absolutely.
Riley Gaines has become the poster child for dealing with this issue head on.
Yep.
She has a street cred of being a D1 athlete and having been through the competition concerns. And she's a great advocate. She's a great speaker. So the event you're having, though, going to be, I mean, are you out there on the field? Where are you going to be having the event?
So we're actually indoors. Thank you. Because we've gotten a lot of questions about that. It's in the Sports Med Clubhouse. So it is indoors, but it's, you know, the glass wall. So you can see out into the stadium on the field and all that.
Oh, what a cool venue. Okay.
It is sweet.
Like, is this a dinner style thing or is this going to, so you're having dinner. Riley Gaines is a keynote, I guess.
Yep.
Susan DeBose also speaking.
Yep.
Susan's been on the show multiple times. She's great.
Yes.
All right. I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, it'll be good. Dale Strong's our presenting sponsor, so he'll be there.
Good.
I did get confirmation from Tuberville's office today. He can't make it, but one of his delegates will be there.
Okay.
So there'll be lots of people. And then on top of all that, we've got Brave Books.
Yep.
So for anybody not familiar with Brave Books, they do the children's books that deal with a lot of, you know, the cultural issues we're dealing with. And they partner with different people across the country. They've been working with Riley for her book. It's set to come out in February. So they'll be there selling her book. And then Skytree, which is the new book fair company that's kind of going up against Scholastics. They're going to be there too, really talking about, you know, what they bring to the table, how you can go talk to your school boards intelligently to get Scholastics out and get Skytree in. So,
well, which is a perfect segue to our next topic of libraries. We're going to take a break right now, but we'll come back from that break and we're going to jump right into the library wars with Emily Jones from Moms for Liberty. She's at the forefront of that battle. And I can just tell you, man, we need more of this. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I mean, like saving the world one soundbite at a time. So we're back here in studio with Emily Jones from Moms for Liberty, the Madison chapter, who is apparently already the rabble-rouser for raising up Moms for Liberty chapters all over the state. You're actually here in Etowah County to speak tonight and just, you know, bring interest and awareness to what y'all are doing.
Yes, we need more chapters. My personal goal is 3 chapters in the state by the end of the year. So we're going to start in Etowah.
3 more or 3 total?
3 more.
I say 3 more. That'd be 5.
Go big.
That'd be 5 total then, right?
We would. That gets all corners of the state and one in the middle.
I like it. I like it lots. Well, so let me ask you this. Before we jump into some library stuff, it kind of is, but did you see the interview with Joy Reid, the uber-liberal commentator from MSNBC, with Tiffany Justice, who's one of the founders of Moms for Liberty?
I did. It was hysterical and annoying.
It was maddening to me.
I may have cussed when I watched it privately at home.
Yeah, let's don't repeat what we say. But I watched that. So for y'all that don't know, MSNBC, Joy Reid, super liberal, like obnoxiously liberal, like not even trying to pretend that she's a news commentator. She just went ahead and just went all in for lib. And she has the fact, by the way, good on Tiffany for going to the show, knowing full well what was going to happen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, the whole thing became library books. You're trying to ban books. And I'm just paraphrasing, but, you know, Joy Reid giving her the, you're trying to ban books. Why are you taking books away from children? Why won't you let them read the books? And don't you think a mother has a right to have their child read the things you don't like? Which, by the way, there's no such thing as banned books if you can go buy it on your own.
Right.
The question is whether taxpayer dollars should put it in a library in the first place.
Right.
And then, dadgum, if Tiffany Justice didn't try to hold her own and maintain her composure and just ask her, and I'm not even going to repeat the kind of questions she had to ask, but she asked, why would you want a book that says blah, 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 blah in the hands of a child in the first place?
Right.
And she wouldn't ever answer the question.
Mm-mm, no. So the best part, worst part, I don't know, of the whole thing was there's a specific book called All Boys Aren't Blue.
Yeah.
Which is horrible. If you have not read the book, I don't encourage it. It's horrible. Take my word on it. By the way, my 9-year-old son checked that out from the library on his own. No parental oversight required.
Oh.
Yeah. Talk about being mad. But so the book is really bad. And it is a true story about this guy who was abused as a child, to put it mildly. So during the conversation, Joy says to Tiffany, well, what about the kids that, you know, see themselves in these stories? To which Tiffany responded, well, if they see themselves in these stories, then we need to be having a different conversation. Like, this is not a conversation of the book and the school. It's about someone's been abused.
Yeah.
And Joy loses her mind and starts this, oh, well, you're projecting. You're saying that kids are claiming they've been abused. Like, how dare you? And no, like, that's what you said. When someone sees themselves in the book, it's because they've had similar experiences.
I retweeted a segment of that on my, so y'all can follow me on Twitter if you don't know it, at Sin, that's S-E-N, at Sin Phil Williams. And I retweeted that, a segment of that, like a 4.5 minute segment. And I pointed out that Joy Reid didn't want her there for an interview. She mm-hmm. wanted her there to lecture to her.
Yeah.
And that, so, I mean, how rude is that, that you have somebody fly in from the other side of the world, basically, that's how the nation, a different world, really.
Yes.
To your studio in New York or Washington, D.C. or wherever she is. And then you don't even give her you don't even let her answer the questions you're trying to sling at her.
Right.
Because your questions are nothing but a platform for you to then launch into another diatribe.
Yep. Yeah.
But that's what we face, uphill battle all the time. They want to say that there's an effort right now to ban books, and I still don't know where the book banning is taking place, because it's not a ban.
Mm-mm, it's not a ban. I mean, restricting access to age-appropriate children in a public library, not banning them. Having books that talk about inappropriate material in a school library, not banning. So I don't know where it comes from, but it sells. I mean, it helps the media get their little narrative out there.
It's like when they had the DeSantis promoted bill against Disney against vulnerable children being projected, you know, with sexually content and all that. And they wanted to call it the Don't Say Gay bill. Yeah. It never said that.
No.
It never once said that.
No.
But so you may wind up meeting my lovely wife tonight. And as sweet as she is, we went into a Books A Million recently.
Oh, no.
And she, we were walking, and I looked at it, I said, look at that. And she goes, what? And I said, there's a whole section over there called Books That Are Banned.
Yeah, on the shelf to purchase.
With a sign, banned books. So you can find, so they put all of the controversial, you know, here's how your child could be transgender books in one place and call them banned books. And she went straight up to the counter and said, I'd like to speak to someone about the banned books.
I love
books.
That.
And
that is awesome.
And literally, and very sweet. I mean, just very nice. Didn't root anybody out. But said, you realize if you've got them for sale here right now, that means they're not banned.
Right.
The girl behind the counter, I'm not trying to stereotype, but she did not have the appearance of being a conservative. Immediately began saying, well, in China, and this, that, and the other, and in China. And my wife said, we're not in China.
We don't live in China. Yeah. I don't care what they do. They do a lot of things in China we don't do here, thank God. I mean.
Yes. Well, all right. So I guess the bottom line for that Joy Reid interview is expect what you know, can expect with Joy Reid.
Yeah.
But Tiffany Justice did an amazing job from Moms for Liberty.
She did. I love Tiffany. The thing that most people don't realize is, I think it was the day before that, they did a town hall in New York. So in the middle of this town hall, we had our national chapter chairs call. So we're all on Zoom for our chapter chair call, and Tina comes on and she starts, you know, giving us updates about Summit and all that. Well, you hear this crazy noise in the background, and she's like, oh, I'm in New York for the town hall. Tiffany's out on stage. I just came back here to connect, give y'all updates. But that noise you hear is a group of protesters.
Wow.
She goes off, comes right back on a minute later and said, oh, there's a second group of protesters outside, all mad that we're here, but they don't like each other. I'm like, what world are we in that y'all...
You're in the world we got, and you're doing what you got to do standing up. All right, listen, we're going to come right back because there's been a new development. The whole question of what's in your kids' hands, it may be in a Chromebook in their classroom. And Emily alerted me to this the last couple of nights. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I mean, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, Alabama. Y'all, this show, I mean, it goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi. All thrown in just for good measure. Hey, and by the way, before I go back to our discussion with Emily Jones, I got to tell you who else covers a lot of ground. That's our friends at Southern Immediate Care. Yeah, Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of our overly broad listening area. So Southern Immediate Care, with locations in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six locations around Birmingham. Like, I mean, I think the newest one's in Helena. Southern Immediate Care, I mean, they're open 7 days a week, y'all. They will see all ages from pediatric up to geriatric. And Southern Immediate Care is actually who I use personally. And I do not say that because they advertise. I was using them before and was so pleased that I then went and asked, would they advertise? And they said, well, yeah. Turns out the chain is owned by a Right Side ruffian. Go figure. But nonetheless, I will just say this. Southern Immediate Care, every time I have worked or walked in the front door of any one of their facilities, it's been clean, professional, friendly. Get you in and get you out. You can get your shots, your x-rays all in one place. So, yeah, Southern Immediate Care. You need something even on a Saturday morning. Look up the location nearest to you. Head on down there. And while you're filling out those forms, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that. Southern Immediate Care. All right, I am back right now with Emily Jones from Moms for Liberty, who is in studio. So you made me aware of something. So we've been talking about libraries. We've been talking about things that are, you know, in our kids' hands, and you picture them being on the shelf, just in the wrong part of the library. We talk about library board. We talk about library staffers who have liberal bents, and they want to talk about you're banning books and all that. Then there's this whole new side of things that I didn't know about, because when my kids were young, they didn't have Chromebooks.
Yep.
Tell me what you found out just the other day.
So my 9-year-old, obviously elementary school, has Chromebook issued by the school, had it for years. I was told about an app called Sora, S-O-R-A. It's on his laptop, but there's nothing in it. But there's an app called Epic, E-P-I-C. And it is just full of all LGBT things. So I found numerous books. Two that come to mind were really about transgender kids, like kids. And one of them's titled Jack, Not Jackie. And it obviously talks about a little girl who becomes a boy, and the sister doesn't like it, and, you know, all the things about the family having issues with it. But that was one. And then another one, I can't remember the name of it, but it reminds me of Schoolhouse Rock, like the big font on it.
Oh, yeah.
Super cute.
Yep.
And it talks about UBU, basically, and there's one of a little boy. I mean, and it's, you know, like a 5-year-old cartoonish little boy standing in front of a mirror, and one side and the other side, it's the little boy in front of the mirror, but it's a little girl looking back at him.
So it's funny you say that, because it brings back the memory now. I did a whole monologue on Epic.
You did.
Just about a month ago. And yeah, it's got this real benign feel to it.
Yep.
And they're trying to imitate the old Schoolhouse Rock, but basically the organization behind it is super liberal,
mm-hmm.
super progressive, and very much into the LGBTQ agenda.
Yep.
So you got to know that what they did with the first few that came out is like, oh, this appears good. And if you're going to watch it for 5 minutes with your kid, you're not going to be offended until you get to episode 4.
Right.
And then episode 5. And then, oh my gosh, episode 7. So this stuff is on your child's Chromebook.
Yeah.
That's issued to them school by the school
issue.
System.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That you have to get. So this is, I'm still learning, but it's basically like a subscription model through the school.
Right.
So when he logs in, he has to use his school domain. He can't just go, you know, myname@gmail.com and get in. It has to be the school domain. So what I'm able to find on his Chromebook for his system is different than what my counterpart's able to find in Baldwin County and vice versa with the Sora app.
Okay.
She's found stuff that's, I've never read the book, but White Fragility, whatever it is, about renouncing.
So now we're in critical race theory, too.
100%. So, and she's got a high school kid. So it's still in this divisive concepts realm, but it's obviously tailored to the age. So, yeah, theirs is straight CRT. The stuff she sends, very disturbing.
So, I mean, I got several points there. Now, you just used a term, divisive concepts.
Mm-hmm.
And, even the term divisive concepts has been divisive in itself, because people don't want to hear that there's something divisive in our books. But here's the bottom line. We're not saying that if you as a parent want your child to live the LGBTQ agenda with you, that you can't do that in the privacy of your own home, but taxpayer dollars shouldn't be funding it.
Yeah.
And yet it's on your child's Chromebook.
Yeah. Well, and my big thing is it's just a blatant violation of my religious beliefs. Yeah. I mean, I don't teach tolerance and acceptance. I don't. I teach my child to stand firm on the truth of God, that He created man, woman. That's who goes together.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that we hate the other people. I teach him to be kind. People can be different, and you can be kind. That doesn't mean you accept who they are. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, there's a vast difference. I've said it many times. There's a vast difference between, condemning versus just not condoning.
Right.
We can't be forced to condone.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to turn into a bully. You're not like a hater. You're not calling people out in the streets. You're not committing violent acts.
Right.
But what's amazing to me is how many times they attribute the idea that we don't like their agenda mm-hmm. with somehow we are now violent towards them.
Right. We're all God's children. I mean, whether you like, if you're gay, straight, whatever, we're still God's children, and He calls us to love each other. It doesn't mean I have to accept your sin.
That's exactly right. And you also don't have to accept it on your son's Chromebook. So you've got these apps that are approved. By the way, these apps they're basically approved by the school board for use.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got multiple articles. So when you said that, it reminded me, and I started doing some studying. So Williamson County, Tennessee, so the two apps we're talking about, one's called Epic, one's called Sora, S-O-R-A. And the two that we're talking about, Epic was actually pulled in Williamson County, Tennessee, a couple of years ago, and they had to review it to make sure that, because they had complaints like you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I've got another one that Catholic school systems around the country have become very concerned about Epic and have begun, pointing out what they see and recognizing that it normalizes gender ideologies and LGBTQ relationships. And Catholic schools are like, wait a minute, why do we have that on our stuff? And then the other one is, believe it or not, in California, the Orange Unified School District, shut down the library app Sora because parents said they were finding inappropriate books on it for their children.
It's crazy. In California can shut it off, but we can't in Alabama.
Knowing you and your organization, I imagine there's questions being raised to officials in your area.
Yep.
What kind of response are you getting about these apps that are on the Chromebooks?
So we've not specifically engaged on the app thing because, as you've said, this is only 3 days old, 4 days old, like it's still new. But we have engaged just on the library issues in general within the schools, not the public library, but school library. We've engaged on that because we have found books that really they're not age appropriate. They're not approved by parents and they're against our state laws because we did pass a law on that.
Yes, we did.
So we have engaged on that, and I went to the state superintendent because this is not an isolated issue within one school system. It's across the state. And the answer I got back was, well, we're updating our policy. Great. When are you doing that? Because, we've got hundreds of parents.
And updating it how?
Right. And when are you doing it? Because if my parents come back in a week and say we found more, then I'm going to have an answer based on this deadline. Well, that was November 2nd. I'm still waiting on the response of when they're going to have that updated. So don't hold your breath.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, of course, Epic I had sort of heard about. Didn't mm-hmm. realize it was in Chromebooks.
Yep.
But then Sora I had never heard of.
Same.
So I went and did a little research on Sora. And you can go to the Sora website and you can actually look up your school systems.
Mm-hmm.
And I just typed in one school district's zip code here in Alabama, but it wound up giving me all the Alabama school districts.
It's everywhere.
It's all over the state.
Hoover, Baldwin.
Yeah, Cherokee County.
Yeah. I think Huntsville's on it. I can't remember.
Huntsville, maybe. I know DeKalb County, Fort Payne City Schools. It was all over the place. And so this is not like an isolated incident just with your school and your child's Chromebook.
Nope. If you've got a child, especially in elementary school, and I focus on them because their current state law goes through K-5. So if you've got a kid in K-5, they should bring their Chromebook home. You should do a little research. But, hey, take off work. Do it in the middle of the day because Epic shuts off at 3 o'clock and parents can't access
it
without paying.
Go figure.
It. Yeah.
What about Sora? Is it shut off too?
I don't think so. We don't – well, that's a good question. I can get in. anytime I want on my son's laptop. I don't find anything on SOAR, but it may be because I'm doing it at the wrong time of day. I guess I'll dig into that.
It may be. So, yeah, if you didn't catch that, it's hard for parents to see the virtual library available to children because it shuts off at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, it's only accessible 7 to 3.
Why would they even? I mean, okay, first of all, there's an insidious reason why they might do that. But secondly, how's a child supposed to do homework and read a book if it shuts off at 3 o'clock?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Well, if you're a parent, you can pay $80 and you can gain access. But
you can pay for the opportunity to see what your kids are
seeing. So it's a money making scheme on. I mean, like from a business standpoint, kudos to you, but we're not doing that.
Well, we're going to take a break right now, but we're with Emily Jones from Moms for Liberty. And listen, folks, I'm just telling you, this is happening everywhere. It is happening all over the place. And it's not a small thing. It's a legitimate effort on the part of the progressive left to put things in front of your kids. And then, oh, by the way, it turns off at 3 o'clock, so you might never know. Yep, Epic and Sora. What's on your child's Chromebook? Check it out. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just making common sense like a superpower up in here. We're back in studio right now with our friend Emily Jones from Moms for Liberty. By the way, Lee from Huntsville is texting in, who is a member of your chapter of Moms for Liberty, right?
She's my bodyguard.
She's your bodyguard?
She was my bodyguard at the See the Library thing. She had to follow me around everywhere.
That's awesome. Well, she is texting in right now to say basically, hey to Emily, and encourage everyone to listen to the interview with Joy Reid and Tiffany from Moms for Liberty. And then she kind of talks about it, but it's a long text. Lee from Huntsville, you know better than to send us bookish texts like that. But no, she's great. I think she's co-hosted or guest hosted for me more than anybody.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She sat right here in this chair and just run this show like a champ.
Knowing her, I have no doubt she did an awesome job.
Which is why it's surprising she should send a novel text. But that's okay, Lee. We got you covered.
That's okay. You're not here. I had some buddies in the Army that used to always go, if you're not here, we're talking about you.
That's funny.
So speaking of talking, so tonight you are speaking to the Etowah County Republican Party.
Yes.
The lovely Charlene and I will both be there. I'm telling Butters he's going to be there.
I am on the.
You are.
I am on the Republican Executive Committee, so I suppose I am supposed to be there.
That's indeed true.
I'm calling myself out publicly.
But that being said, you'll travel and speak, right?
Yep. Yep. So I'm going to Jackson County. Talk to their women's group. I've not gone to DeKalb County yet. I need to. Obviously, drove down here to speak at Etowah. We've been talking to Courtney in Florence, who leads the women's GOP group up there.
Okay.
So we've got to get connected with them and go out there. But yeah, happy to drive around and talk wherever.
Which I think is huge because you're a trailblazer. I mean, you started the first Moms for Liberty chapter here in the state of Alabama.
Yep.
You've already got another one going now down in Baldwin County.
Yep.
And it really is. I mean, it's like it's not rocket science, but sometimes folks need to get a catalyst. They need to see somebody else did that. I mean, so let me ask you this: do you have a background in community activism?
No, not at all. Up until 3 years ago, I didn't care about politics at all. I hated it all. It's amazing.
This is culture more than politics.
It is. Very true.
I mean, politics gets involved because you got to have people help you with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you're really just talking about culture
yep.
and what's happening with your kids.
Yep.
What's the ideal Moms for Liberty person look like?
Oh, gosh, you put me on the spot with that one. So I will say one of the key things is you just have to not care what people think, because you're going to get called a lot of names and your name will be dragged through the mud from time to time.
Do you have to be a mom?
You don't have to be a mom. We actually do have men that chair chapters across the country. Some in Florida, actually.
Which, by the way, does not mean that they're trans.
It does not. It just
gets very confusing.
It does. But no, you actually don't. But I think, Rain, you really just have to care, and you have to be willing to take a really bold stance when it's not the popular thing to do.
Yeah, and basically it means you get up off your couch once in a while.
Yeah.
And I think I hope that's one of the things this show has stood for since the day we went on the air 2.5 years ago, is that every single member of this audience has an opportunity to do something in their community. And this might not be their cause. Maybe Moms for Liberty is not their cause, but working for a particular candidate is their cause. Or maybe they want to get involved with something that that benefits people from a charitable standpoint.
Yep.
Or they want to raise money for a cause. Or it doesn't matter. The bottom line is we got to have good folks willing to get their hands dirty once in a while.
Yep, absolutely. And I mean, we're very narrow in that we deal with parental rights, but there's so much that falls under that. I mean, medical health falls under that, because in our state, 14 is the age of medical consent.
So believe it or not.
At 14, your daughter can go get on birth control without you knowing. That's pretty insane. So that's a parental rights issue, but it's so far away from libraries and curriculum in school.
Yeah. And then you're also with Riley Gaines and all that, you're delving right into the, what is reasonable in the world of sports for women, losing their opportunity for true competition.
Yep.
Speaking of which, that was a great segue on my part. You've got an event coming up again. Let's remind folks they can find tickets, where they can go to the event, when, and who's going to be there speaking.
So Riley Gaines will be speaking at our event on February 17th. It's in the evening at the Toyota Stadium in Madison. It is indoors for all the cold nature people like me. The easiest way to find tickets is go to Facebook and just go to Moms for Liberty Alabama. All the information's on there. If you're not a Facebook follower, because there's a lot of people out there that don't do social media, you can Google Moms for Liberty, Madison, Alabama, and it'll take you to our website, and you can find the link there.
I actually just was on there. It was really easy. So just remember Moms for Liberty, go to the website, and find your chapter. It's very, very, they even have a map that you can click on and find Madison.
Tickets have a cost to them?
$75 for an individual ticket, or you can do sponsorships, obviously.
It includes a dinner, and it also has, like you said, Riley Gaines is going to be there. Yep. Is Congressman Strong going to be there personally?
Yes, he will be there. Yeah, God willing.
State Representative Susan DeBose. I feel certain that there will be others that are there of
Ernie
a political
Yarbrough's
nature.
Ernie Yarbrough's coming.
Oh, good. Ernie's going to be there? All right, great.
Those are the only ones that have confirmed. The rest of them are still trying to figure it out.
And the date again?
February 17th. It's Valentine's weekend.
Which is it's a weekend event.
Yes, Saturday. Yep.
Okay. I think it's going to be a great event.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to trying to be there myself, as a matter of fact.
Awesome.
Well, Emily, thank you for what you do,
and
thank you for being anything but normal. I mean, you have an impact right now that you have no idea how much you've already done.
Well, I teach my son normal's boring. Don't be normal.
Normal's boring. I love that. That might wind up having to be a new mantra that I say when I come back from breaks or something. All right, Emily, thanks for being here today. And she is speaking to the Etowah County Republican Party tonight. But like she said, she'll travel. She'll go to places where people want to hear what's going on and how they can get involved, and stay in tune with that event they have coming up with Riley Gaines as a speaker. More to come on that. We'll make sure that we mention it several times between now and then.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Listen, that was a full show, and I'm thinking, I don't know if John's got the grades in. Oh, he did. He did. John's got the grades. I'm going to go ahead and guess that Emily just won. So, Butters and Phil both get an A double plus for their equally awesome performances. But today's winner is Emily Jones, who was absolutely spectacular with an A triple plus. Perfection. Keep up the good work. Love what you and Moms for Liberty are doing. All right, you guys, have an amazing night. We'll see you back here tomorrow at 2. Talk to you then. We'll be right back.
Right Side Ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side.